Hey, yo, you already know what it is, man. I'm jumping right into this. Jay Who the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. Got my main guy, Ty, what it do, baby, bro?
Yeah. What's the word?
You already know what the word is, man. We brought somebody real special back, and this is interesting. I can't wait to introduce you to her. What's up, Day? Real Day, what it do, baby girl?
Yo, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, we had to jump right into this shit, man, because you got motherfucking blood boiling. I ain't mad at nothing, though, but it's different perspectives, you know? That's all of the fuck it is. Different perspectives. You already know we talking about what's hot right now. Miss Steph Curry, the comment that she said is getting a little people riled up and rubbing them the wrong way. I think it's being misinterpreted, but what do I know? You know what I'm saying? What do I know? So, earlier we was talking today that what she said was could be taken out of context. I'm saying that she may have had or feeling with low self-esteem right now. And I think conversations like that was expressed on the public platform. So it left the public to put their two cents in. Nobody said they wanted all those tacks, but we got it. You know what I'm saying? So you got some people who see it from that way and some people who see it from this way. I'm basically saying that she had low self-esteem, and that was a moment of a personal moment that she discussed with us, that took the liberty to share with us. And she felt like, I feel like she felt like she ain't sexy right now. She feeling different right now. And to my knowledge, that she has some kids. I mean, anything could be happening. Postpartum, all that stuff. Like, that's why we got a female point of view right now. What's up, Day?
I mean, my interpretation of it was just, it was real simple because her words were, you know, his DMs are popping, mine's aren't. I noticed I don't get male attention, and I started feeling like something was probably wrong with me. I just looked at it like, you know, she simply notices she don't get attention like her husband or like other women possibly. But, and it's something she noticed, and she's feeling like, am I, you know, not attractive outside of my marriage? Am I not attractive to the world? Do people not really feel like, you know, popping out here? And I got it. And I don't think that she was saying it to say she wants DMs or she wants dudes to holler at her, but she notices it doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a woman, no, you don't want dudes hollering at you all the time, but if it never happened, you would feel some kind of way. You would. That's human nature.
So is that not a self-esteem issue at this moment?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Real deal. What's up, man?
What's up, man? What's good, man?
You know, it's crazy right now, because here's the kicker. You know what I'm saying? Like I was talking about it earlier. That's when you introduce yourself or put yourself out there like that, you got to accept everything that's going to come with it. Maybe that's right. Not what you're wanting, because we all understand any mature person who's been in a relationship or who's been with a person who has low self-esteem or who expressed themselves in that matter, we understand where she's coming from. She's not saying that she want a bunch of dudes in a DM trying to take her away from Steph Curry. She ain't saying she's trying to be a thot, you know what I'm saying, trying to get out here and get hot. That's not what she's saying. I get it. But you once you put it out there, you're going to get whatever's coming with it. So I'm thinking that should have been a private moment between her and Curry, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, really talking about it, because that's who you're going to be with forever, you know what I'm saying? So that's who's going to have to do it for you, you know what I'm saying? So he in the game. Hoes going to come with the game, you know what I'm saying? You can even go watch old episodes of the game to understand how it is with athletes. But he gonna get the sexy bombadas in the audience licking tongues and licking fingers and shit while he about to shoot a three. You know what I'm saying? So is she saying that she want that too? Steph Curry DM popping. She's saying she want dudes when they see her to grab they nuts like, God damn, Miss Curry. Does she want that? You know what I'm saying?
So, but the point of the red table talk is that she's talking to other women who may have also been in that situation. So you have to look at the forum she was on as well.
Did she say that?
I'm just saying that's the point of the red table talks. So you've never watched that show?
Of course, me. I love all them girls. I love Jada Pinkett and them. But no, I ain't watching on my own. Come on. I'm Lil Boosie right now. Come on, man. No, come on, man.
didn't say it, but that's the point of that forum, because you're talking to other women who may have felt the same, so you have a more relatable experience. So I get when people are like, hey, she didn't have to say it in public, she didn't have, I get that, but we're looking at the forum that she was doing, that's what it's geared toward, for you to really get that therapy with someone who's going to understand, who's going to give you the perspective, like, you're not the only one who's felt that way. So I get it, you know.
You said you had a personal experience like that too. I mean, you ain't self-care relationship. You ain't multi-millionaire popping. But on a realistic level, I think all that is a realistic level. Pardon me, but explain to your experience to that degree.
I mean, I've had it in the reverse. I've had it where I didn't get attention at home, but I was always getting hollered at, and it was like, I don't care about that. I want the person I love just to holler at me like these random niggas in the street. So I get it in the reverse. But, okay, so me and were recently talking, literally just yesterday, went to a little Mexican restaurant, and we were talking about the Aisha Curry thing. And I was like, well, okay. For example, one night I was out with my homegirls, and they were getting hollered at, like, niggas kept hollering at them, and nobody hollered at me this particular night. And I was like, I got a man, I'm like, nah, anyway. But I still was like, dang, why nobody hollering at me? So I get it, you know what I mean? So I know what it's like to not necessarily want that attention, but notice when you don't get it.
Is that a young-minded mindset?
No, I think it's a human mindset.
Because like, I don't think no real women talking like that. I ain't gonna say real women, no. like old, mature, got their shit together women.
But I thought it like, oh, okay, well, goddamn, okay. You know, like, it's like, well, bullshit. Ain't nobody came over here. I think it's a human thing, though. You don't want to feel invisible. You want to feel noticed. If you're in a room with 10 women, you don't want to feel like you're the not cute one out of these 10 women. You know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to feel that way.
Is that a form of, what can we say to that?
Self-esteem issue, absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
There are definitely probably women who want to game with them. I care if Destin was like, oh, for real, word.
But I can't. Right. I think everybody could appreciate if you walk in and somebody be like, yeah, yo, God. You know what I'm saying? Like giving you that energy. You know what I'm saying? God, gangsta, good sales, damn.
I'm just sitting over there with my little drink, like, okay.
Look at her over there.
We in the game, though, right? Because, you know, Steph Curry is a high profile person. So, of course, his relationship is high profile. So, you know, could it not be that people just like highly respect Curry and his legacy and his family to not holler at Aisha or look at her at, right? Because I know, like, you know, it's your homeboy, so your teammates and everybody that's around you shouldn't be looking at your wife like that.
Good
job. Are you going to the game wanting everybody to look at you like that and Steph Curry on the floor?
Right.
How does that work?
Don't forget about the locker room. Don't forget about the locker room.
Yeah, in the locker room, because I know she got way more access. She go to the practices and stuff, and other people's families and cousins and brothers is there. And, like, I would feel disrespected if one of them came at you or looking at you in that way.
Right. Damn,
so,
Curry.
I don't know. I just think it's a high respect profile type thing. Like,
your wife thicker than a snicker, Curry. Your wife thicker than a snicker, Curry. She thicker than a bowl of grits, Curry. She thicker than cold oatmeal, Curry.
But no, I definitely think that's where a male and female perspective differ, because when men heard attention, they heard sex holler at me. When I heard attention, I heard you saw a dude looking at you. You got a smile. You had somebody say, hey, you look nice today. Yo, you got a beautiful smile. Oh, you got pretty eyes. That's what I heard when I heard attention. I didn't hear hopping my DMs, trying to get my number, smack me on the ass, tell me I'm thick. I didn't hear that. But I think that's where the male and female perspective differ, too.
When males have attention,
they think sex. They think...
What?
You know what I'm saying? Give women attention when they want to have sex, when it's time to be in that way. That's why women have these issues with romanticism, and you have these issues with intimacy, because men think attention only means sex, and that's not what it means.
The average guy thinks like that. Then you never real deal. You know, real deal. If a dude hold the door for a woman and she say thank you, the dude gonna be like, she want the D. She asked me for what time it was, and I told her she wanted to do. That's how it goes. She won me. She won me, son.
Everybody on social media calling her thoughts and hoes, and that's whole behavior because
that's wrong. That's she not no thought, yo. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I was thought all day long the last couple days, so.
But, you know, people, you know, she gonna get that heat. It's the internet. Internet is undefeated. It's full of immature young people or all kinds of people who spew their hatred and the shit that they really want to say on the online. They not caring. They know the right answer, but they don't care. The wrong answer sound better.
Right.
And they want to be the first one to say it.
Mm-hmm.
They know damn well Steph Curry wife ain't no thot. Just because she want to, you know what I'm saying, feel good, feel safe. She like Stella want her groove back. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Shit. Come on, man. Shit. And it's probably not a lot of stuff. It's not saying that Curry ain't at home telling her she the best, she beautiful, or highlighting all her best attributes. It's not like Curry's not doing that, son. You know what I'm saying?
It
just,
but it don't matter if everybody else don't say it.
Now, that's... I don't agree with that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
I get it, though. Like, when you're the ugly kid, your parents is like, you're the ugly kid.
They were telling you that day.
No, it's the people who love you always gonna build you up. They're always gonna see something in you other people don't see because they know you and they love you and you've done things for them and you've taken care of their kids and you take care of their house and you're his wife. So he is always gonna probably be like, babe, I know you're gaining a little weight, but you still bad. But she's like, yeah, you're supposed to say that. You know what I mean?
It depends on what you want to categorize yourself with. It's like, you think right? You think Beyonce walking around feeling like adequate to these hoes? Hell no!
Hell no!
Because there's another woman who don't care. Like, my man smacking me on my ass every day. I'm good. Fuck these niggas. There's
look,
one out
there. Ass and hands go together like peanut butter and jelly. If you got an ass, you're going to get smacked. Like, that's how it works. Like, we can't. Nah, every ass is getting smacked. Like, and you in the house is going to get hit. Pow! You can't judge it off of that. You can't judge it off of that. You can have pancakes or biscuits. They both getting slapped with the butter. Papaya!
As a woman who falls in the other category, she's a woman that falls in the other category of that. It's not she's very insecure about that, or that's not her self-esteem level. And she was being really, really honest with those feelings. And I can't be mad at it. Like, yo, I'm married. I never want another dude to look at me. Oh my God, they better not. That, come on. Everybody don't feel that way. Like, that's flat.
Listen. I don't want that heat no more. Like I told you before, you know what I'm saying? My wife, I met her in Baltimore. It's crazy. Savagery on level 9,000 in Baltimore. I don't want that, you know what I'm saying? So, and then people looking, you know what I'm saying? People gonna look at disrespect. It could be disrespect how you could take it. I take it as disrespect. If you see me out with my wife, my kids, like, damn, thirsty nigga, the Sahara Desert is that way. You know what I'm saying? You gonna get something to drink over there. But don't be disrespectful or keep eyeing my wife down. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I see she beautiful, she beautiful. Beautiful people gonna get looked at. That's how it works. But it's a moment of being disrespectful and classy, or just being respectful and disrespectful. You see what I'm saying? So you a woman. You walking down the street. You know you look good. Somebody looking, they can acknowledge that. Hey, she looks good. Keep that shit to yourself in your mind. But don't go disrespecting the dude that's with you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to throw signals.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what the fuck happened?
No, nobody wants that. I don't think anybody wants that. You know?
Listen, man, it's savage out there. We need to respect each other more. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, the stuff is so super. The world is so superficial right now. And it's been superficial, but it's like on level 9,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy right now. Everything's so superficial. Everybody changed everything about themselves. And everything is so materialistic and surface manner. You know? So, like, I'm really confident in myself. At one point, I had low self-esteem back in the day. Yes, it's true. I had low self-esteem back in the day. That was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? That was back in the day before I was getting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't get popping until high school. You know? Like, about to get out. So, it's like, how do you feel like that? You know what I'm saying? It's all about how you feel about yourself internally on the inside, the self and the esteem of myself. That's very important because other stuff won't matter. You'll be in your own lane. You'll be a trendsetter because you're doing your own thing. You being you to the 100th power. That's important.
Very important.
Yeah.
You're right.
very important because it don't matter. Like, what you consider beauty, I don't. What you consider hot, I don't. Like, I remember I bought a pair of Air Maxes. I rock with the Nike Air Maxes, but I don't wear tennis shoes every once in a blue. I wear them once in a blue moon. You know what I'm saying? I'm more casual, dressy look all day, all day. So I went to go buy some Nike Air Maxes. I had my money, had my mindset on Air Maxes. You know what I'm saying? The Nike lady tried to show me some other shoes. I thought they was horrible. I ain't gonna say which brand they are, but I thought they was horrible. And that was the best seller. And she was like, huh? These? You saying these ain't hot? And I was looking like, nah, son, I want these. She was looking at me like I was crazy. Did I care? No, because I wanted the Maxes, man. I want what I want, and I got it. You know what I'm saying? So that's my style. That's how I look. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I'm either, that's how I look. I feel comfortable in three-piece suits. I feel comfortable in the GQ look. I feel comfortable in the bow tie. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people don't. So it's, if you be uniquely you, we can, the world could benefit from that. Well, I'm tired of saying all this same old, man, being that. Like, god damn, everybody fake right now. But the whole social media is very self-centered and shallow. Let's not forget that. And then people taking advice from Facebook get... Come on, man. Why? You taking advice from Facebook, man. The people don't even live what they posting. It's liking and sharing. That sound good. I want to share it so I can sing deep. Man, come on, man.
You better, bro.
Yo. Bruh. It's crazy right now. Am I lying?
Oh, no. Like, I literally, somebody shared some shit yesterday. It was like, if a man is loved right, it'll make him a better man. False.
Huh? Say that again.
You know, it's that if a man is loved the right way or something like that, he becomes a better man. Not every man knows what love is. There's some really dysfunctional men out here who don't know if you're loving them right or not. And if they're not loving you back right, you can't love him right when you're not getting that back right.
I think that answer is 50-50.
Right, like.
Because if he's loved right, he could be taught what love is. Because he's being loved properly.
But no, I agree with that. But there are some dudes out here that wouldn't know love. They man, they just, they don't, they dysfunctional. They're just damaged. And some people are damaged.
Right. That's the key. That's the key. Damage. So you got to deal with that issue before they can deal with another issue. But it just, and then on top of that, when people may have bad judgment in picking a mate, it's like, are you being totally honest with yourself when you deal with the person? What made you deal with that person up front? Is it because he made you laugh? Bing, point. Is it because, you know what I'm saying, he looks good? Bing, another point. Is that your list, what you're going off of? Or you think that he felt like he'd known you for 12 years when you just met him for 12 hours? Bing, bing, bing. Like, what are you wanting when you get with these people? Like, how are you judging it? Oh, when did you have sex? That matters. That does matter, even though men like, come on, man. Don't do this, man. Like, come on, man. When you have sex with somebody, when you first meet them, certain people can handle it and certain people cannot. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like, yo, get time to know that person before you get to know that person. That matters, yo. Like, it matters. I ain't trying to hate on the dudes for the first night. I mean, you grown. Sometimes you can pop it off, get it popping, and you still good. But sometimes you really need to get to know that person, you know what I'm saying, before you let them into you like that, because that does something to your mind, body, and soul.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Talk to me! You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to be in front of his house, you know what I'm saying, feeling like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think sometimes people do, like, we hear phrases and sayings so much, we take it like, yeah, that makes sense. When you really begin to think about things and have your own experiences, that stuff is not, just because it's always been said or done doesn't make it okay.
That's right. I mean, that's, you know, right.
Stick it out when stuff get rough, and, you know, people supposed to know how to hold it out through the bad times. Grandma and grandpa didn't get divorced back in the 50s when he had two side families. Grandma should have left.
You know, yo,
That's why your mama's dysfunctional and her kids is dysfunctional, because grandma passed all of that down for y'all, because you should have left granddaddy with that family across the street.
Right. I think it's different. Everything is easier said than done. Everything is. It's easier to talk about it. It's easier to say it than done, because we can only empathize for it. If we not going through it or haven't went through it, we can never truly say or feel like exactly how they felt. And it's just what you're weighing out, what you're willing to live with and what you're not willing to tolerate, or what you're willing to lose or not lose. You see what I'm saying? Like, cheating, it's like, it's mixed to me, because it's mixed. You know, because you got, if he cheated back in the day, they wouldn't have lasted this 50 years. But now that they matured enough and got over it, because they didn't throw that person away because he was with somebody else, is these the rules that in other countries they believe in polygamy because they had this big old problem? Or that I heard somebody tell me a long time ago, I ain't gonna say no names, but a man cannot say, a person can never say never.
Nope.
They can't. You can't never say never, because you don't know what you're gonna do.
And you change and become different people every day.
Correct. So it's just like it sounds crazy, but they'll be like, one person is not enough. Yes and no. Here's the kicker. The maturity of the individual who can be around other individuals without compromising their world, that's when it will work. Because that's how you can have people who have baby mamas and baby daddies co-parenting on good terms. Because right. They're not allowing... You see what I'm saying? The immaturities or the hurts or the society to put on them what they should be like. They working it out for their children. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I had baby mama and stuff like that, it would have to be big love. You know what I'm saying? We all got to be getting along. You know what I'm saying? We can't be having this tear and a rip of family. Because guess what? That's your family. Like it or not, that's your family. That's your kid's son. That's your kid's brother or sister. Like it or not. Y'all family. So you gotta have to find that common ground. I think if people stop living for other people and live for what they truth, they can live better lives.
You heard?
Wave Nation!
But that's what the key is, though, because it's like, you know, at what point, I know she's saying that she just wants to hear it. So if they ain't saying nothing positive, if everything they say is negative, she gonna take that too? Like, you really don't wanna rely too much on the world and outside sources to validate your insides and who you are. Cause that shit can go either way. Like, it's a seesaw. So gotta be careful with that shit. Like, I know she's saying she wants this, that, and third, but look, everything that glitter ain't gold, man.
The grass ain't greener.
But I don't think she was saying she wanted it. I guess she was just saying she felt that way. I think that's the whole point of the show.
You just feeling that.
Express those feelings. Like, I know that it's not right to feel that way, but I'm going to be honest, I felt that way. What do I do about it? How do I feel to myself where I don't need to be doing this? I think that's what the discussion is about, is figuring out ways to, you know, stop feeling in ways that you know are really not healthy, you know?
Right. Or, I mean... who's to say what kind of intention she really want that to feel validated from? You know what I'm saying? So what if she on Facebook or Instagram and she wanted, I want somebody to, you know what I'm saying, to say they want to slide in my DMs. I feel good if they doing that, get me popping. Or if a classy people or from another society be like, your wife is extraordinary. She's beautiful. She's a gem. You know, what is she not feeling that? What does she want that ratchet attention right now? You know what I'm saying? What does she want to feel it like that? We don't know. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know. Like, every real deal.
Yeah.
If you was walking in your best outfit, right? You know you was fly. You know you was fly. You know it. And
like
then,
every day.
Every day. You already know it, son. Every day, though. And you walking in the mall. You know what I'm saying? I say the mall because it's the mall, whatever. And you ain't getting no love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would that bother you? You know you look good. You know, like, what, chick? What?
Breast cut, everything.
Everything. And nobody ain't bat an eye at you. Chick, I mean, walk past you, just, you know she's supposed to look at you, but you did.
Yeah. I mean, part of me wants to say yeah, part of me wants to say no. Cause,
just
you know,
say
like
the
I
first
said,
thing in your mind. Don't think about it.
The first thing?
Yeah, don't think about this answer. Just be...
Nah, because, you know, I know how to dress. And, like, where I be at, a lot of people don't know how to dress. So I wouldn't be fazed, you know?
Right. Self-confidence. Now, check this out. Same scenario. Some chicks walk by, three chicks, and let's make them fine. Let's make them fine. Because it matters. So they bad, right? They so bad. And they walk past like, damn, I'll F the F out of him, yo. How would you feel, son?
Shit, that might be my new profile pic. It might. I ain't gonna flex.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna flex. I get that. Wait!
We love it. I mean, people, everybody want that. Same scenario, Day. You know what I'm saying? You ain't with your man or nothing. You walking in the mall. You know what I'm saying? You went and bought something. You fresh to death. You crispy as hell. Hair brand new. You just got it done like 2 hours ago. You know what I'm saying? You walking. You got your pants on. The body looking right tight. You know what I'm saying? And nobody said nothing about you, son. And they even said, excuse me.
I would definitely be like, what's going on out here today? Yeah, I would.
You'll be feeling some kind of way. So what are you?
I have some self-esteem issues. I'm not gonna honestly admit that. So I ain't, I'm not speaking for all women. I don't know if anybody would feel that way, but I would be like, dang, okay.
So. Right, y'all ain't seeing all of this. Y'all ain't seeing all of this? Now, other scenario. Same thing. Same thing. Three dudes walk past. Let's make them look good, right? That matters, right? So they handsome. They ball and they got the jewels. Whatever you like. Tattoos, muscles, whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? You walk past them and they be like, damn. Excuse me, miss. Excuse me, them yams. How would you feel? Like, yo, son, she bad as hell, cuh. Like, they just going, they doing stupid stuff. How would you feel?
You gotta dial it back a little.
Like, excuse me, miss, you popping, boo. You popping, baby. You, how you gonna, you know, you gonna love that shit. You gonna turn red as hell.
Absolutely.
People,
but, you know, I can be honest with her. I know what my issues are. I'm validating me, okay?
Right. But everybody loves a bit of attention.
Yeah.
Like, we love it. You know what I'm saying? Me, I spent enough time in my mind to know my self-worth. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I love compliments. Give me a compliment. Whatever, right? Cookie Monster. compliment. But people be like, yo, his head getting big. No, man, listen. When you in this world, you navigating and stuff like that, you need that encouragement. You want to hear that encouragement. Nice things are nice things. That's what they are. Nice things. It's not like we are out there fishing for it. Like, I wore this shit just to get some hoes to holler at me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's not how I think. I dress to, I feel good when I look good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then if that's what you're exuberating from your aura, then people can appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? We can appreciate people who take the time out to look good. Like, when I go to new cities, I love looking at the people because they look different. If you go to a small country town, they may not care as much as you would like them to. You know what I'm saying? So beautiful people, when you're around beautiful people, y'all all feeling good. People feel good. They feel great. They smile more. They are less insecure because they are comfortable in their own skin at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I go to a place, I'm not looking to be like, oh, I'm the baddest dude in this mug. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I'm not thinking like that. But I know I look very handsome. I know myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I saw it in the mirror before I left the house. So I don't need validation, you know what I'm saying, from strangers. That could be shallow as hell. I don't know. I might not never see them again. Like, how shallow is my life that I need validation from a complete stranger to feel good about myself?
Right. I mean, no, I don't think it's a complete validation. Like, that's the only way you'll feel good, or, you know what I mean? Something like that. I do think that it's, you know, you feel good about yourself, but you also want for that to be confirmed, I guess. It's so, like, if I cook some food and I know my food is banging and everybody's eating, nobody's like, is this good? You do be like, is it good? You know what I mean? I think it's just, even though you know certain things, sometimes you do need that confirmation.
Sometimes you want to hear it. And I don't want to hear it, like, well, you already know it's good. You already know you look good.
Yeah.
I want to hear you say it. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear you say it. People tell you look good all the time. Okay. But it don't matter until you say it. Because you do it. You do it for your significant other, believe it or not. You look good for them. You want them to praise you. You want them to give you praise, especially before you go to work. You want them to make you feel like you can conquer the day.
Right. And then I just hate the double standard because some dude said, you know, ladies, if your man said to you, hey, I'm not feeling outside validation, I don't feel 100% attention from other women. Oh, it'll be World War II, World War III, or we don't know.
Talk about it. I want every man to
set it to their woman and record what they say. I don't agree because I literally had that conversation. My man's like, you know, when I was telling him, you know, I was talking to my friends, he was like, dang, you know, you know, like, he was like, I should go away on the phone. Like, you know, my nigga's like, they, like, chicken pie with dinner. And like, he was like, so my nigga, my B's like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like, you know, chicks think I'm cute or chicks trying to holler at me. Like, literally yesterday. And it's like, so I didn't feel no kind of way. I understood exactly where he was coming from. Like, you know, babe, I know you think I'm cute. I know you find me sexy, but I don't feel like when I'm out, chicks is really like, look at me.
Listen, we don't need that energy. As long as y'all two love it, that's all that matters right now. Because you're, no, not, you're not fishing.
Poor enough to have that conversation.
Right. Or walk around with a clicker. Walk around with a clicker. Every time somebody acknowledge you or look at you, you click it. You see how many times you get it. I mean, what the world? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. What you got, man? Like, it's like steps. How many clicks you got? How many steps? I'm on my way to 10,000.
To have that conversation, though. You know what I'm saying? When we're trying to have that conversation, I think a lot of people talk from their perspective. They're used to being with chicks who was that? Why was she looking at those women who don't want you to be an individual? Because yes, I'm a mother, I'm your woman, I'm your wife, but I'm also gay as well. You know what I mean? Like, right. I still gotta have individuality, and when I lose that, who am I? You know?
Right. Well, that's why people should constantly work on their self-esteem and their own values and get to know themselves. You know what I'm saying? And I got a motto. We don't go out looking like, you know what I'm saying? We don't go up looking toe up now. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if we taking out the trash, we ain't going to look like we the trash we taking out. We still going to look good. You know what I'm saying? It's the fact of consistency. Stay consistent and be prideful of how you look. And people be like, oh, pride. No, look at a dictionary, A-White. When you have pride into something, you know what I'm saying, you hold it at value. So you can have pride in yourself and pride in your children or pride into your job, your performances. That's because you care about it and you hold value to it. That's pride. Arrogance is, you know what I'm saying, when you can feel like, oh, I am tremendous towards you. You're beneath me, peasant. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's different. That's different, man. It's different. So you can feel good about yourself. Think about it. Self-esteem. Live you. You know what I'm saying? Be you. Be all of you, because we can all benefit from your uniqueness. You know? Like, I mean, we appreciate people who look good. We do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know some people can't wait till the summertime because they know it's summertime. You know what I'm saying? So you know what it's going to look like. Yeah. Wave Nation. You know? And in the wintertime, people are like,
I like sweaters and jeans.
Yeah, we like sweaters.
Yeah. I'm a winter kind of person. Yeah. Like, my clothes are cool in the winter.
Yeah, them boots and them jeans look cool with that coat covering it all up. That's how people be feeling in the wintertime. Okay. What it do, real deal? What it do?
Shit. Just listening, awesome. Man. It's, you know, like I said, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, we all, you touching on all the points as far as, you know, we all benefit when everybody is unique to themselves. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting here looking at her Instagram. You know, she got a lot of followers. She got like 6.7 million followers, so she get a lot of likes. So it's like, is the likes not enough? Which I'm not trying to come at her, but you know, I'm just trying to figure out like where is the line drawn so that we could properly understand, you know?
And who is this for? Is it for young people or is it for older people?
Cause... yeah, like as a wife, like, you know,
you made it. You made it.
The world is that other person.
You know what I'm saying? She made it. Like, yo, you got what they all want. Like, you sitting in the seat. So it's just like, why are you paying attention to them? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, they not on your level at all.
Absolutely.
At all. They, like, beneath you. I don't want to say they beneath you. I don't want to say nobody better than you. But let's just say what's on my mind. They beneath you, Miss Curry. Miss Curry, they beneath you. Come on, baby. Baby.
Is it really that you don't get attention at home? I know you didn't.
Listen, I know Carrie doing this thing, man. Carrie is not. Nah, son. Nah, if Carrie wasn't, he would be with somebody else.
Like,
yo.
Look, Carrie could do what he wants. It ain't that. It's all yourself. It's called self-esteem. And that's what was projected. That's all we can go off of, Miss Carrie. We ain't living with you now. But we can only go off what you said. But what you said, you don't need to associate yourself with the likes of that world. You made it, baby. You can do anything you want. Come on.
Yeah,
stop it. It's internet stuff. Come on. Like, where Boosie at? Come on, man. Come on, man. I love that nigga, man. Oh, shit. Yo, Miss Carrie, chill, baby. You got it. You got it. And all the other people who have low self-esteem, please chill. Please chill. Because the attention that you want from the same people, they live in miserable, too. Everybody miserable. Everybody's not happy all the time. That's just not the human experience. And if you are, please bottle it up and sell it, because we want to buy it. So
you got the perfect marriage. Let me know.
Right.
Show
people
me,
argue. Man. Like I look, yo, son. I had a major. To me, I have arguments. To me, they major. But to other people, they not. Because other people go through way worse than what I go through. But it depends on. You can't minimize what you go through, because what they go through. Otherwise, you would never complain. It's always somebody worse than you. Always.
Thanks.
Y'all playing one up. Oh, yeah? Yeah, I was outside, man. It was raining. I lost my job, my house. Word. You did all of that? Shit. I lost my job, house, and my girl, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. You know what I'm saying? And my car got repoed, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's always some stuff worse. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to check yourself. You got to check yourself and be willing to correct yourself on the spot. You don't have to wait for a long time to do it. Just force it, man. Force yourself out of yourself to get over yourself. You see what I'm saying? And listen, if she's telling you that's what is going on, not to say the woman is always right, but just listen. So if she's telling you that's what the issue is, just listen and acknowledge what she's saying. It's not about being right or wrong. You know what I'm saying?
You don't always need to solve it either. Sometimes you just want to say it out loud, you know?
Right. But you got to be mature to do that, because they're holding that right button. That's like the big joker. If you know you're right, that's the biggest spade. You know what I'm saying? You want to drop it out. Are you finished? Are you done? Are you finished? That's how it is. That's a relationship. That's relationships with your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, friend, children, people, pets. I mean... you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it ain't being right can also be lonely. If you want to be right all the time, you're going to be lonely all the time, because you want to be right all the time. But if you want to understand how y'all got to that point, just listen. Like, if you have self-esteem enough to know that other people's opinions don't matter, but your situation matters to you because you care about it, you'll be able to handle it. You wouldn't care what society would think. You wouldn't care what your mom, your friend would think. What they gonna say? Oh, man, you being a bitch. Oh, come on, man. You what? You let her what? She's still there? She's what? Nah, son. Nah, because them same people was waiting for y'all to break up because they miserable. Them same people want you to fall because they miserable. You know what I'm saying? Them same people don't want to see you win. They don't want to see you shine. You know what I'm saying? They don't. They not your friends, yo. They're not your friends. They're your situation. They're your situation. That's all it is. Misery needs company, and you've been around the company so long, you don't even know it's miserable. God damn! The Wave Nation!
Damn.
Dropping jewels in this motherfucker. Dropping jewels. Pick them up. Better pick them up.
But yeah, I'm telling you, it's somebody that want Aisha, yo. Like, it's a whole bunch of people that want her, but they just not gonna treat her like Curry.
Exactly. But she look like either, because she seems like a great woman. Like, she has.
She seems awesome. I mean, look at this. The fact that
she
the fact that she not by herself with them kids.
Yeah.
The fact that she not single on Mother's Day with them kids and got, you know what I'm saying, visiting rights. You know what I mean? It could be way worse. You know what I'm saying? You can get the same attention from them other dudes that will leave you in situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate what you got. Stop looking outward. Look inward. Fix that first. And then that was easier. Like I said, Miss Curry, baby, it's easier said than done. I understand that. You could have just been venting. But whenever you vent on the internet, you got to accept what comes with it. The internet is undefeated and unforgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a lot of wrong answers and you get some right answers. But this is what you're going to get when you put yourself out there like that. That's how it works. Like right now, we got ourselves on this radio show. We putting our thoughts out there and our opinions, not caring if we right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, people can, they can do whatever. They got time to think about it because it's recorded, you know?
Yes, sir.
And then, shit, I think I look good, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? But everybody in the world may not think that. You feel that way, Day, right?
I do.
Right. What about you, Real Deal? You feel that way, Day?
Yeah.
Of course, you're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? You ever saw somebody like that, that compared to society standards, you're looking like, how did he get her?
Absolutely.
Or how she get him? How they together? How, Sway? How?
I immediately be like, I mean, she, I'm like ugly and not like, but it's going to come out terrible, but these are other directions. But like, less attractive people take more time developing their character, so they are better people.
They are better people because they ain't got the crutches to stand on, you know what I'm saying?
Been beautiful all their life, they've run on their looks, they hold up. They've never had to be a person or a nice person or a funny or smart or just nothing.
Even that's not even all the time, because you know it is awesome. Some people that's like really like, you know, beautiful or catching to the eye, easy on the eye, whatever you want to say, who got dope personalities, but everybody just run off their looks and never like second look anything deeper. So that they have that effect, you know. So yeah. It go both ways.
Then
it's ugly people, because it be ugly people who be mad confident and rude, and it be like, what is you rude for?
I am perplexed. I am perplexed at you right now. I am perplexed.
Mad at the world.
Right. How do you look like that and act like that? Have you seen yourself? I am perplexed at the situation here. The complexity of the mind right now is stupidity looking at you right now. How are you looking like that, talking to me like this? I mean, people could consider that to be arrogant, but goddamn, it's really what it is. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be a beautiful individual. But when you act, I think, because beautiful people can have the nastiest attitudes as well. And I always said, like, yo, the baddest people be the nastiest people sometimes. Because a super bad chick will pass gas right there with you in the same area. You could be sitting right next to you. She'll bow on you. And don't care because she's not interested in you at all. So she ain't worried about nothing about nothing. She picking her nose. She farting, you know what I'm saying? She being loud. She just being ratchet and uncanny. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So it's just like, yo, it's a two-way street with every street. You know what I'm saying? If you go down it, you can come up it. You know? Both ways. It's both ways. So it just depends on being beautiful, genuine people. Let's do that. Let's try that. You know what I'm saying? Let's stop trying to stun on people because we hurt. We want to flex on people because we ain't have. You know? Let's be different. Let's be different. Can we be different from here on out? Life, the world is bigger than us. It's too much stuff going on for us to be worried about superficial things such as this.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I done dropped it on y'all, man. Talk to me, Real Deal!
Yeah, man. Like, stop from that. I mean, I don't really, you know, that's really, I don't really want to spend too much time on that one, you know?
Nah, we moving on. What up?
Wasn't going at it. I mean, it's a lot going on.
Would you get tired of seeing like your man? You looking at his Facebook or he getting DM, whatever. Would you be tired of seeing people always falling on over him, Day?
If it was DMs, no. But if it was like right on the wall on his Facebook comments, I would, because that, at that point, that's disrespectful, especially, you know, he has a woman. DMs is kind of like I'm trying to be sneaky. It is how he handles it at that point. But now I wouldn't. No.
I mean, he can only receive them, you know.
He, right. Yeah, right, right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a two-way street, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how it is. That's how it is. Have you ever felt unworthy or unattractive, Day?
Have I ever felt that way?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right, of course. What about you, Real Deal? Have you ever felt like that? Like you want that dude?
Heck yeah, of course. Like you said earlier, you know, like I said, you touched on a lot because, like, in high school, like, that's when I really started, you know, coming into my own type, you know. Before then, it was just like, you know, I was looked at differently, you know?
Right.
So,
right. Like, absolutely. High school, when I was coming up, if I couldn't rap, if I didn't have any skills, I would be in a different situation. You know what I'm saying? I'd probably be in a chess club or something. Pi equals 3.14. I'd probably be like that guy. But yo, it's different, man. People, you got to use your best attributes and lead with that.
Nah, for real. Like, you know, and build around what you think, you know, you lacking in also. And that's part of the process. You see, you know, you want to see what other people do to, you know, just see how they do it. But you ain't necessarily got to mimic it. But if you like something, you take that and you build with it. But
yeah,
I think that's a good concept, you know, that people should adapt to.
And after this comment, people gonna flood Day's DMs after this. Day, if you ain't had them chick chicks back there in that backyard, would you feel the same way?
I mean, I didn't.
Lies!
I don't know how to answer that.
it's the audience. We already, it's a rhetorical question. God dang on it. Come on, man. Come on, man.
I had a very awkward stage. Like, you know, you're, like, awkward around fourth grade. I was awkward till, like, ninth grade. So, like...
Yeah, I was there.
That's when you started getting noticed.
So...
I was there. But, yo, like, you walking around with them two canned hams, glazed butteries. If you didn't have them glazed butteries, they didn't have them glazed butteries.
Lord.
Yo, if you had that, you know what I'm saying, what is it called? That chalkboard backpack. You had that. Would you feel like how you feel?
I don't know. It's hard to answer. I don't know. Cause I mean, I had no butt at one point, and I didn't necessarily feel ugly. I just knew I wasn't. It was more my face. Like, I just didn't think I was cute.
Right. You know wasn't as outgoing. You wasn't as outgoing as you are now.
Right. It wasn't necessarily my body, but so no, I could deal with not having a body. As long as my face is cute. I mean, I'll figure it out.
Oh, my God. We are shallow. And we can admit. At points. You know what I'm saying? Like you, if everybody had money, we just won't know. We don't know people who they are until they're able to be their fullness. Because sometimes... they not who they are if they get a little change. You know what I'm saying? They get a little money.
Yeah.
They can afford to be who they really want to be.
Adapt them to some other shit. Like,
right.
Get the costume. They can afford a costume. So,
you said what, that, Day? Money don't what?
Money don't change people. It just really brings out who you've always been.
Correct. So that's who you was. Or it turned you green with envy. Or it turned you to a monster.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you got money and became a dickhead, you was a dickhead. You just were not comfortable being a dickhead because you didn't have the means to be that.
Because I didn't have enough money. I didn't have that fuck you money. I had that alright money. You know what I'm saying? I holler at you money. But when you get that fuck you money, what? You different. Everybody different. Because you can afford to to do it. You can afford to be that shit. Like,
right.
You know?
In short term, yeah. Short term, not long term. And that's the game, you know. You don't really want to have that, like, I don't know. Like, I just think that's just a slippery slope. Because,
it is.
You know,
it's so superficial because people can be like, but he got money, though. He's still an a-hole, but he rich,
though.
Yeah,
he go broke, he gonna still be an a-hole. Like.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's still, like, doing... dirtball stuff, but he got paper. You know what I'm saying? So people equate money to like the end all be all. You absolve from all your sins when you got money. When you got them ends, you absorb them all your sins when you got those ends. That's how people feel.
Yeah. Or they feel like you can't say anything to them because they have money. Right. Or I pay your bills or you need me. Yeah.
Well, Chanel, if you're paying somebody bills, yeah, you need them.
Yeah, but you can't treat somebody like shit because you're paying their bills. That's not.
Right. I mean, no. You know, you can't really do a lot of stuff if somebody paying your bills. Like, come on, man.
Like, either you're helping them or you're not, though. If you're paying their bills just so you can treat them like shit and keep them beneath you,
well,
that's not.
I mean, that's true. That's true.
Paying my mom's bills, I can't talk shit to my mom now. Like,
right. But right, it's like I said, up and down the streets, two ways, both ways. You know, I'm not condoning the fact that you paying a whole lifestyle, you can treat them like shit and beneath you. No, nobody should be treated like shit. But if somebody's financing your life, you could be a little bit nicer. You could do a little bit more of the average, which you wouldn't do. A lot of, you can lessen the no's and heighten the yes. That's, you know, yeah. You could do that.
No, I'm not talking about another person. I'm talking about somebody who just treats somebody like shit just because paying your bills. You can't say nothing.
Then you like Boss Baby, throwing money at him and shit. Right. Bam. They got throwing money at you. I did it. Here's the money. Boom. That's, it could be like that. Yeah. But it all boils back to being who you are as a person, because a lot of this stuff is really not on the radar. If you compare to other people, they ain't thinking about this. Especially the people who's thinking about the earth. You know what I'm saying? The green people, and they ain't thinking about what you think about them. They wearing organic shirts. They wearing hemp shirts. Like, come on. Like, they're not, no. It just all depends on what your values are in the world. You know what I'm saying? This is Wave Nation. You already know what it is, man. It's Jay Who the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. In real deal time, my guy, what it do, babe, bro?
You already know.
Of course.
It is what it is. Wave Nation. True Wave. You know
Wave Nation. And our special guest that we brought back that everybody loves. What up, Day at the Real Day? How you doing, bag? How you doing? Yeah. Wave Nation! Thank you all for tuning in, man. We love you!